This is Ron Lyons with a story of an incredible rumor which started in 1966.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
That, of course, is the voice of Paul McCartney, recorded in 1966. In fact, Yesterday is considered by many to be the last recording made by the real Paul McCartney. And as I am sure the whole world knows by now, there is widespread belief that he is dead. First, I want to say I don't believe he's dead, and neither does Paul McCartney. Later on, we'll read to you a statement from Life magazine, where London correspondent did talk to Paul. Incredible rumor. In the next few minutes, I will present the evidence, and I have gathered it from many sources. There are many speculations. In fact, a whole new organization has been formed at Hofstra University in New York. Headed by Louis Yeager, it is called the Is Paul Dead Society. The most quoted piece of material that led many people to believe he is dead comes from this excerpt from the Beatles song Revolution No. 9. Now listen closely. We have taken the phrase, number nine, and turned it around. Listen to this reversed tape. Do you hear him saying, turn me on, dead man? Now remember, we have reversed that tape. On the Beatle album, it actually sounded like this at the right speed.
Number nine.
The fascinating question about all this, could a dead man be turning us all on for the last 3 years?
He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared.
The theory on Paul's death goes something like this. He was in his Aston Martin alone one night, depressed, after an all-night recording session, which was not too successful, back in 1966. He crashed, so they say, and was decapitated.
Sorry that I doubted you. I was so unfair. You were in a car crash, and you lost your hair. You said that you would be late about an hour.
Now that was a recent Beatles song entitled Don't Pass Me By, and if you care to play the game, which we've been doing and sort of enjoy, I suggest you study the Beatles songs. There are said to be many, many references of this kind in recent works by the Beatles. Now another example is the Beatles song I Am the Walrus. The lyrics say, I'm crying, waiting for the van, the ambulance to come. Stupid, bloody Tuesday. I am the Eggman, which means what? A reference to Easter eggs? A religious reference to the resurrection? The song goes on to say, I am the walrus, Gukukachoo. First, we should explain walrus is the symbol of death in the low countries of Eastern Europe. Gukukachoo is a phrase pertaining to the state of cosmic consciousness of unity with the universe, in other words, pertaining to death. So listen closely. In a later album, The White Album, in the song titled Glass Onion, the Beatles again refer to the walrus, and this time they say the walrus was Paul. And as you listen to this, it makes you think.
I told you about the walrus and me, man. You know that we're as close as can be, man. Well, here's another clue for you all. The walrus was Paul.
Now that's strange. The walrus is Paul. Now with that in mind, let's go back now to an earlier Beatles album, the one that contains the song Strawberry Fields Forever. Listen to the end of Strawberry Fields Forever. Listen very closely. Do you hear a faint voice saying, I buried Paul? Did you hear it? It goes by so fast, I'll play it again for you. Well, a spokesman for the Beatles, Derek Taylor, explains this one and claims it's been misunderstood. Now, he says the track actually says, I'm very bored. Let's listen to it again.